Please, Mr. Twilly, can't we have some other job in the store?
No. According to your aptitude test, you two aren't even smart enough to be mannequins.
Oh, that's bull. I thought I nailed that test.
Mr. Halkey, under sex, you put I really, really hope so.
Well, I was just trying to answer the questions honestly.
Look, the store's about to open. Just put the beards on and make nice with the kids, or I'll hire back the smelly old drunk that played Santa last year.
Great idea, Rich. Let's get jobs at the department store, man. This bites.
Hey, I was just thinking of you, man. Figure you could pick up on the chicks at the cosmetics counter here. I hear they're chubby chasers. Hey.
Red alert. Here comes our first customer.
All right, there he is. Now go tell him what you want, and let's get the hell out of here.
Hey there, little man. Welcome to Santa Land, you cute little tyke.
Put a sock in it, Tinkerbell.
Hey there. Kid's got spunk, doesn't he?
Mm. Ah! Oh! Sorry! Not!
Ho-ho, little boy! So, what can Santa bring you for Christmas? A train? A model airplane?
Get real, fatso. I want a gold car and a fantasy date with the Olsen twins.
Sonny, don't chew gum when you're talking to Santa.
Oh, okay.
Keep that up, Shorty. The only thing you're going to get for Christmas is a stocking full of reindeer poop.
It'll smell better than your breath, Tubby.
Merry Christmas! You little Grinch.
Look, Mommy, it's Santa. He's here. Can I go sit on his lap? Please.
Oh, sure, sweetie. Excuse me. My little girl would like to see Santa.
Kitty. Oh, gosh, I don't want her to recognize you guys.
Honey, why don't we go see Santa another day, okay? All right?
No, I want to visit him now. Hey, Mr. Elf, put me in Santa's lap, please. Hey, Mr. Elf, I think I've seen you before.
Me? Oh, okay, that's impossible. You must be thinking of my cousin Keebler. He's the elf that makes the cookies and the tree stuff.
Hi, Santa.
Ho, 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 little girl. So, what can Santa bring you for Christmas?
Okay, I want Malibu Barbie Beach House, Jumping Jerry, a magic set, and Burping Bird. But my most special thing I want is a secret.
Oh, you can tell Santa.
I want a jewelry box that when you open it, plays music and has a ballerina that goes round and round.
Whoa, that's a pretty long list, but we'll see what we can do.
Santa, here's gum on your beard. Hey, you're not Santa. You're my lame old brother, JT. Mommy, he's not Santa.
I know, but see, that's because Santa's at the North Pole because...
Because he pulled a groin muscle loading the sled.
Right.
I don't believe you. This is all a big fake. You know what I think? There is no real Santa.
Lily, come back. Lily?
Honey, where's Lily? She's going to miss all the Christmas tree decorating.
Oh, she refused to help. I'm worried about her, Frank. That thing at the mall with JT made her think that there's no Santa.
Come on, I couldn't have upset her that bad.
No, it did. When we left the store, she called the Salvation Army Santa a big, fat, bell-ringing phony.
Yeah, Mom's right. Lily's pretty freaked out. Today, she teepeed the neighbor's plastic reindeer. I'll be right back. I'm going to go get some more tinsel.
Oh, I hate this, Frank. I don't want Lily to lose the fun of Christmas.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it, honey. After she sees the tree all decorated and all the presents underneath, she'll forget about the whole thing. Lily, honey, where are you going with all your Christmas stuff?
I'm going to give it to Jesse next door. He's only 4 and still's dumb enough to believe in Santa.
Lily, honey, come here. You know, just because there are a lot of pretend Santas doesn't mean there's not a real one.
Mom, face it. There's no real Santa. It's all a big, fat lie. I hate Christmas.
Boy, this is worse than I thought. No six-year-old should hate Christmas.
I know. There's so little for kids to believe in now. I just hate for Lily to lose this one. What are we gonna do?
I don't know. We have to do something to help her believe in Christmas and Santa Claus. Even if it means kidnapping Rush Limbaugh and stuffing his fat butt in a Santa suit.
Hey, it just came in the mail from Grandma. Her usual Christmas fruitcake. Better known as the Yule log. It's like the woman doesn't know the difference between flour and speckle. Look at the upside. Run out of firewood, we can always pop this sucker in the fireplace. It'll burn till New Year's. Hey. Yes. You know the drawback is to dating 10 guys at once? Chapped lips? That's a problem, too. But what I was talking about is all the presents you have to buy and all the gift wrapping you have to do. Wait a minute, Karen, you said you were dating 10 guys. Well, there's 12 boxes here. I know. I'm allowing a two-gift cushion for any guys I meet over the holidays. Now, check this out. Pretty nice, huh? And I got them in 12 different colors. That way, nobody gets the same thing.
Huh? Yeah. Aren't you the thoughtful one?
Man, life stinks.
You know, get over it, JT. A department store Santa has to expect to get peed on.
It's not that. I just found the Christmas present I bought for Sam last July.
Wow, what a gorgeous necklace.
Jeez.
But if Sam knew she was getting that, she'd have waited till after Christmas to dump you.
And I can't believe I let her go. I'm such an idiot.
Well, can't argue with that, JT.
Listen, you blew it with Sam. You were too immature to make it work. Now, quit whining and move on, because life is tough, and that's how the mop flops. The girl spreads cheer like a canker sore.
Man, I miss Sam. My life is empty and meaningless without her.
Oh, come on, JT, man. You gotta stop beating yourself up about this. You know, maybe Sam misses you, too.
You think so?
Yeah. If she was dumb enough to go out with you in the first place, she might be dumb enough to get back together with you.
God, I hope she's that dumb.
Listen, JT, why don't you just go see her? You know, give her the necklace. Tell her how you feel.
Well, what if she says no?
Well, then the only thing left to do would be to grovel like a pathetic little worm.
I could do that. Thanks, guys. Hey, how you doing?
Good, and you?
Good. I'm here to get back together with my girlfriend. See, we broke up a couple months ago, and I finally realized I can't live without her.
Good for you.
Thanks. I'm gonna give her this Christmas present tonight and tell her how much I love her.
Well, good luck. By the way, your shoe's untied.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, Danny. Ooh, champagne. Oh, thank you so much. Come on in.
Goodbye upgrade and an MMX motherboard and a Bill Gates action figure.
That's tough. You're not getting any of that stuff.
But Santa, I've been good all year.
So? That and 350 will get you a Frappuccino at Starbucks. Let me tell you something, Jimmy. Life sucks. You're born, you get disappointed, and you die. Now beat it. Kids want the truth from Santa? You can handle the truth!
Easy, sit down, sit down.
What's your problem, Barky?
Nothing, but you might want to change your sign to Welcome to Satanland.
Yeah, you're supposed to make the kids feel good, not scare the hell out of them.
Hey, Pinocchio! You try being jolly when your heart's broken in a million pieces.
Keep it up, JT. They're going to be hauling Santa away in a padded sleigh.
Look, dude, you got to lighten up. You're going to get us both fired. Besides that, you're ruining Christmas for all the kids. All right, here comes a little girl. Now, you're going to be nice.
Okay, I'll be jolly, I promise.
Well, hi there, little girl. Welcome to Santa Land. Want to sit on Santa's lap?
Yeah.
All right, come on. Whee! Woo. There you go.
Ho, 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 little girl. What's your name?
Samantha. Well, my friends call me Sam.
Sam? Your name is Sam? I had a girlfriend named Sam, and now she's gone.
Mommy, Santa's crying.
Oh, God, Sam, why? Why?
That was quite a display. I've got to go now, but you just stay here and keep spreading that Christmas cheer.
Well, easy there, big guy. You're slobbering all over your beard.
Who cares?
Well, this Santa that's got to wear it from 6 to 9.
Merry Christmas.
So, folks, bring the kiddies tonight for the Christmas Eve special at Ribs-O-Rama. Get a big slab platter and meet Santa Claus.
Come on down to Roy Motors, because I will eat a bug to sell you a car. And Santa will watch your kids.
Yo, 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 homies. Santa's in the house.
There's no Santa. How dumb do they think us kids are?
Well, Merry Christmas, Lily. Santa Claus is here.
Which one are you, the Santa from the rib place or the one who sells Toyotas?
Well, I'm the real Santa, Lily, the one and only. That's me.
I don't believe in Santa anymore.
You don't? Well, look at my belly. And when I laugh, it shakes like a bowl full of jelly. I'll bet you haven't seen a gut like this since they yanked Roseanne off the air.
Come on, you're not really Santa Claus, are you?
Well, let me see. It is Christmas Eve. You've been a good little girl, and I've got a sack full of toys. I must be Santa Claus.
You know I've been good?
Oh, I know who's been naughty and nice. Take your brother JT, for instance. He hasn't paid his rent in a while. And they stuff his stocking full of eviction notices.
Gee, you really are Santa.
Oh, yeah, Lily, the one and only.
Huh? Who's that?
Mrs. Claus. Yes, yes, I'm Claudia Claus. Yes, yes, I'm just here helping Santa out on his very busy night.
If you're Mrs. Claus, how come you have a beard?
I forgot to shave this morning.
You think her face is hairy? You should see her legs. She's got more fur than Prancer.
Thank you, Santa.
Oh, she's a real winter woman. Well, everything's under control here, Mrs. Claus, so you can move along now.
Okay, Santa. Well, I'll be seeing you at home.
Oh, fly safely.
Yeah, okay. Well, bye, Lily, and Merry Christmas. Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Look who we have here.
Yeah, who do we have there?
We have our son.
Oh.
Santa Junior.
Oh.
see you.
No, it's not. Huh? It's Mark. And your daddy and your mommy. And you're all a bunch of fakes. Just like JT.
Oh, thanks a lot, Frank. Why didn't you tell me you're going to dress up like Santa?
Me? Come on. I was here first. And what about you, Stretch? You look like Santa on Slim Fast.
Oh, forget it.
Oh, my.
Here we go again.
Hello, Willie. Merry Christmas.
Which one are you, Mom, Dad, JT, or Mark?
Actually, my name is Chris. Chris Kringle. But my friends call me Santa Claus.
With a fake looking beard, I don't think so.
Oh!
Wow, it's real.
Of course it is. Who'd you think I was, the Easter Bunny?
So your beard is real. Anybody could have a real beard.
Yes, but would anybody know that this is the one gift that you really wanted for Christmas?
A jewelry box. It's the jewelry box with the little ballerina. Just like I wanted. But how did you know? The only one I told was JT. And he was pretending to be Santa.
That's why I have all the other assistant Santas to help me, Lily. So I can find out what boys and girls all over the world want. You know, it's not easy tracking 5.7 billion people. Even with Windows 95, a 56K modem, and my own website, Santa.com.
Wow, you are the real Santa. Mommy, Daddy, come quick!
I'm real to everyone who believes in me.
I do, Santa, I do! Mommy, Daddy, hurry up! Come quick!
What is it, Lily? Are you okay?
Yeah, honey, what happened?
Santa's here, the real one. Where'd he go? He was just here.
Well, he probably went up the chimney.
Well, sure, honey. You know, that's how he leaves the house.
Oh, yeah. But look what he gave me. It's what I really, really wanted.
Let me see that. Oh, isn't that pretty?
Oh, I'm so happy for you, Lily. Oh.
I can't wait to go back to sleep, so when I wake up, I can open the rest of my presents.
Well, looks like she'll have a great Christmas after all. Yep. Thanks, Frank. Hmm? That was a great idea, hiring someone to play Santa.
I didn't do that, honey. I thought you did.
Okay. Ready? Open. Surprise! I fooled you. I didn't buy these just for my boyfriends. I got them for everybody who loves me. Well, they're lovely. Thank you, Karen. Thanks. What's the matter, JT? Don't you like yours?
It's great. I love it. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, JT, I know you're a little down in the dumps about Sam, but it is Christmas. Why don't you try and enjoy it, huh? You know, JT, I have something that I think might cheer you up.
Dana, even you moving out wouldn't cheer me up.
All right, just shut up and close your eyes.
Dana, it's just some kind of goof. I'm not in the mood for playing around.
I think you'll want to play around with this. Merry Christmas, JT.
Sam! What are you doing here?
Well, Dana came over and told me everything. JT, I really miss you, too.
But what about that good-looking blonde guy I saw at your place the other night?
That guy was my cousin Danny.
Really? Oh, man, this is so great. Sam, I've been missing you since the day we broke up.
Then shut up and kiss me.
Dana, I don't know what to say.
That alone is present enough for me. Merry Christmas, JT.
Merry Christmas, Dana.
This turned out to be a great Christmas after all.